Welcome back to the Why Know Something Crazy podcast. And first, I want to say Happy New Year. This is the first podcast of the year 2025. And I'm so glad that you clicked on this podcast and that you're tuning in. If this is your first time, my name is Jenna Ray. And I'm so excited for what we're going to be talking about this week. Usually, I have a special guest with me. But this week, I wanted to just talk myself on the podcast and just talk about the new year, going into the new year. And everyone, when we talk about the new year, everyone usually has their word for the year and their resolutions and what they're going to strive for going into the new year. And I just kind of like wanted to talk about that and talk about what as Christians, like, how do we better ourselves? Kind of like everyone talks about the ideas, new year, new me. I saw recently on Instagram about, instead of saying that, new year, better me. And I guess it's the kind of like that idea that I want to talk about this week. So first thing about the new year, new me is kind of like, no matter what kind of year you're coming off from, it could be a spiritual high, it could be coming out from a breakup, it could be just a very struggling year, and you're hoping to turn the page in 2025 and for turning a new leaf to most having a lot better year. But no matter what your 2024 was, we're moving into 2025. We're leaving everything that happened in 2024. We're leaving it in 2024 and we're looking forward. And so one of the things that I wanted to talk about in this podcast is, how can we fully step into the new season changed and fully walking in the way of the Lord? And first I wanted to say is, like, walking in the Lord is, it comes with its challenges, but then it also comes with its highs and its great moments. And I think an example for me in 2024, it has taught me a lot. It's taught me I've grown a lot. I've learned a lot. I posted on my Instagram recently that the word that I, when I think back on how to summarize 2024, the word that I thought about that was very, very good to sum it all up was the word bittersweet. And the reason why I say that word is, like, when I first thought about it, I was like, like, who would say that? But, like, bitter as, like, when you drink a cup of lemonade and, like, it doesn't have a lot of sugar in it, it's bitter. Like, you don't really want it. But, like, you need those bitter moments in order to grow. And it was also sweet. It's also, like, the fun moments and the laughing moments and the fun times with friends. A little vulnerability moment. Looking back on my year, 2024, I was very, in the beginning, I was on a very spiritual high coming out of Passion 2024 and then also going to the LO Sister Conference a little bit later in the year, and surrounded myself with really good friends. I had a really good man of God boyfriend that I thought that I was going to marry. Like, I think everyone kind of has maybe a relationship once in a life where you think that this could be the one, and then it just turns out that God doesn't really have that for you. So kind of learning how to navigate that, navigating the breakup and stuff that went down because of the breakup and losing friendships and friendships switching and shifting gears and just learning how to navigate everything that went on during that definitely has grown me to, definitely has grown me into the woman that I know that I want to be and the woman that I don't want to be. How things got handled and just everything. But I think God gives us the challenges and gives us the things that we walk through to grow us in order to make us a better person or teach us that, hey, we shouldn't really act like that. But Yeah, I wasn't really gonna talk about that. That wasn't really in my notes, but I just felt the Lord place on my heart to bring that up. But another thing, if you are in like middle school or high school, a thing that is very common is to get drawn into like the comparison and wanting to fit in. I definitely kind of fell on that a little bit in high school, is I wanted to be in the cool group. Like everyone wants to be in the cool group. Everyone wants to be loved and accepted and seen. And sometimes when we want to do that, we kind of let ourselves tend to fall into peer pressure and fall into stuff that we shouldn't really be doing. And I just think that those are the such crucial moments that we should be following Christ and following the way of the Lord. And if we say no to certain things like partying or drinking or smoking and like all like the cool things that society and culture says would make us cool, I think it teaches us to more stand out. And sometimes, yeah, people are gonna get mad at us. Some people are gonna get upset of like, hey, why don't you just go with us? And I'm like, no, like I'm not doing that. And that then stirs up a conversation of like, why aren't you doing this? Because it's different, it's countercultural. And but something else that I think that we could take into 2024 that I'm definitely going to be better at is having spiritual disciplines and saying that I'm going to do something and following through it. One of the things that I'm going to be better at going into 2024 is just my quiet time with the Lord and actually have an intentional time with Him and not being scared to set His feet. And I've always, ever since I was like middle school, like that's kind of like the age that you kind of trying to figure out your faith, and then high school, and then you're like you're figuring yourself out. And you actually start to learn about God more than just the Bible stories. Like I've always struggled with caring what people think of me and caring about, okay, what happens if I raise my hands during worship? Is someone's gonna look at me like, what's that girl doing? Or if I go up to the altar because I feel like the Lord's calling me to go up there, or just walking up to someone and praying over them or asking them to pray over them. Of like not being scared of what people are gonna think about that. And so I think going into 2025, I just don't wanna be scared over the little things like that. I don't wanna care about what my friends might think about me or what others might think about me. Like I just want to be full-hearted, pure heart. That was like the word of my year that I am gonna have for 2025 that I felt like the Lord was telling me for a while, is just the word pure heart of just, I don't want anything else but your heart. And I just felt so strongly the Lord telling me that. And so I am gonna do that. I'm gonna strive to do that. Sometimes I might fall. Sometimes I might like drop the ball and not do something that I feel like the Lord's telling me to do, but we're all human, we all make mistakes, and I think having those accountability partners in our life is good because they're like they keep you accountable. If like you say you're gonna do this, they're gonna keep you accountable and they're gonna make sure you do it. Last Friday, I met with one of my friends, and we kind of talked about this same topic of what are we wanting to be better at in 2025, and she was talking about some things that she wanted to do, and I was talking about my some stuff, and we're gonna be accountable with each other. She's like, I might text her, she might text me, just keeping like, hey, how's this going? Like, how are we doing this? So I think it's really good to, and if you haven't found that community or haven't found a group or a small group or accountability partner or a mentor, I think in 2025, like, find that group, find that person. Sometimes it could be one or two people, sometimes it could be multiple people, but my opinion is I think find that like one, maybe two people that you go to on a regular basis to check in and to keep each other accountable and keep each other on track. I have a couple like spiritual disciplines that I think I'm going to definitely work on as well going to 2025, but I want to share and like help you guys to also be the new me, new year, better me. So one of the first ones is creating a schedule and a plan. When's the best time to have your quiet time and spend time with God? Because you can't have a relationship with someone if you don't spend time with them. That's kind of like if you are a boyfriend, girlfriend, or a boy or a girl, like you can't have a relationship with that person if you don't spend time with them. You don't know if you're going to like to do certain things with this person, or like you want to get to know them, want to know what makes them happy, what makes them mad, what makes them sad, what sports do they like to play, what things do they like to draw, or oh, they like to cook, or bake, or just, that's how you grow a friendship, that's how you grow a relationship, so that's how you can grow a relationship with Jesus, and Jesus just wants to spend time with us, and that's how you get to know Jesus better, is by spending that time with him. So my opinion, or my point, is to just create a schedule and a plan of, okay, when am I going to make this time in my day to spend time with Jesus? It could be in the morning, getting up maybe an extra 30 minutes, maybe an hour, if you want to be a little bit longer before you have to head to work or log on to go to work if you work from home. Or it could be on your lunch break or maybe a little bit time just before you go to bed. However you see fit within your schedule. My second point is my favorite thing to do in the morning is a devotional. It just helps me to, because it's broken down by day, and it just helps you focus on something to focus on for that day. It gives you a scripture. Usually most of them, like every single one gives you a scripture and like a little explaining about it. And it just helps you to be able to think about that and think about the scripture and think about maybe something like a question. Like a lot of the ones I go through has like a couple questions that you can think about throughout the day or like a little challenge in it. And so, yeah, I just think that having that in the morning just kind of sets up your day for having those constant thoughts and maybe conversations about Jesus or about Christianity. And if you don't have a devotional or don't know where to turn to about a devotional or which one to even choose, you can look in my comment section or follow me on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook or Spotify, listen on Spotify or YouTube. And you can either message me or comment, and I can give you some insight of like which ones I find that are really, really good. And based on if you want more of like a relationship one or like a single one or a how to love better, or Sadie has a really good one of how to put love first. And it's kind of like all about like loving others, which that one's really, really good. My third one is finding a group, a good group of Christian community, small group, and people to keep you accountable. I kind of talked about this a little bit earlier when I was talking about accountability partners, so I'm not going to go too in depth about that again. But yeah, just having that good community group that you can lean on during the hard moments and the hard times and times where you don't know what to do or where to turn, having those people that you can talk to and turn to. And lastly, it could be in your community or family, but finding one person or two people that you can turn to as a mentor, which this kind of is similar to, like the accountability person, but, a mentor, usually it's some accountability person could be someone around your same age, but a mentor is usually someone that's older than you that might have walked a little bit more of life than you have, and just having those insight conversations of if you're walking through something and you think you should handle it this way, of like them coming alongside of you and redirecting you, like, hey, let's actually handle it this way. Sometimes think like this too, as we're, most of people that are watching my podcast are young adults. And if something happens, our mind sometimes clicks to the petty way. I can't be the only one, but, and then just having that like switch in your mind of, okay, I'm not going to respond this way as much as I really want to respond this way and handle this way. I can't, because that's not biblical. But so just having those mentors to kind of, it's also a, as an accountability partner, but to help you push you along and grow you into the woman that God has you to be, or the man that God has you to be. So yeah, that's kind of all I have for today. I just wanted to do a little short little podcast just to give you a little insight walking into 2025. I'm excited for this new year. I'm excited for this new chapter in my life. I'm walking into a lot of new things, and I'm a little scared, a little nervous, a little excited all at the same time, but I'm excited to see how God's going to move and work through all of it. And also I wanted to say, I got a new setup for my podcast, if you notice, if you're watching on YouTube. But yeah, I'm so excited that you got to tune in this week, and hopefully you have a good rest of your week, a rest of your next week, and I'll see you back next week. Bye, guys.